Everybody's gone surfing. June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving USA.
Facebook.
Hey, boys and girls. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you.
All right. Well, I can't hear you for some reason, but now I can.
Did you try turning me on?
Welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, at this September day, the 22nd, right?
Yeah.
I believe it's 22nd day of September.
I'm not too sure because I've been in Europe and they're on the metric system.
You know, that's what it is, man.
Yes, the old metric system's got me all screwed up.
All right, so I'm going to say it's the probably 42nd day of September. Anyways, so welcome to the Giddy Up, kids. It's 2:18 in the afternoon, and you were listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, of course. And we're going to kick your weekend off right. We have two beautiful, beautiful ladies in the studio with us, and we are blessed to have them. And that is Diane
Batoon.
Doctor.
I don't want to mispronounce it, sir.
Dr. Batoon.
Batoon. And I used to play the Batoon in junior high school. And welcome aboard. And of course, Kathy
Turner.
I know. It's not the Kathleen Turner that we all know and love from Romancing the Stone. It's a better looking version of Kathleen Turner.
Well,
how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, you should probably put the mic in front. There you go.
I'm doing great now.
Yeah, radio.
Used to the old television.
The old radio rookies. You gotta love them, right?
Yep.
Anyways, welcome aboard, kids. The number here is 915-9636, and Chris gets a kick out of that.
You know what that turns out to?
Yeah,
it's 915 WMFO.
It spells out.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Look at that.
How they figured that out. I don't even know how they did.
Scientists that you got roaming the halls in this joint.
Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
Well, anyways, so we have a great program coming up for you. And I know Kathy has some good information for you. She's going to be here all weekend on Tufts University. And doing her foundation. Would you call it that?
Absolutely. We do have a foundation, but for this weekend, Tufts is really the guest, and we are being hosted by Tufts.
All right.
So anybody who's a student, alumni, or faculty is invited to join us for the classes and the training in a treatment for children that affects millions of children all over the world. And Dr. Diana Batoon is the expert who's going to share all the details so parents can kind of know exactly what to look for.
See, I just started the Energizer Bunny.
Woo-hoo!
Right there, didn't I?
Stop her.
And you gotta love her because she's very passionate about.
Thank God about the brown this. And brew downstairs closed. Yeah. Imagine some caffeine in this one.
All right, so. Anyways, we're going to take a break, play a couple good songs, good rock and roll, and Chris will be back with the shout-outs, and we will absolutely get to you ladies as soon as we can, because, it's... Really?
It's good stuff, that's why.
It is for a good cause, and it's good quality stuff. What's going on? Yes. I can't believe this.
Baby,
state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45. Just another way to survive.
Like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. Gentlemen, behind
can you see? Maybe you'll bury me. If you were in a public eye, give someone else a try. And you know you better watch your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Boy, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. What if I need you, baby? Don't do me like that.
All right, boys and girls, a little TP. And I don't mean, you know, when you're going to the bathroom. Yeah. Little Tom Petty.
And his fabulous Heartbreakers.
That's right. Don't do me like that. Anyways, welcome.
What?
Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 2:36 in the afternoon. It is 76 degrees.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
60.
66 degrees, Chris.
60.
And by the way, thank you very much for screwing up my laptop.
Yeah, I didn't set your laptop.
Anyways.
Coming prepared next time.
All right. Now, he's been away for 2 weeks in Italy, and the funny man has, I don't know. He actually looks like he lost a few pounds, which I can't believe being in Italy, because, you know, with all the carbs there. But he's on a no-carb, no-sugar diet? Is that what
no
it is?
No-carb, no-sugar.
Chris,
nothing.
I don't like that microphone because
either.
It's never worked properly.
Yep. I can't hear me.
Yeah. Hey, that's good, though. But we have two lovely ladies, Diane and Kathy.
Oh, thank you. Get my old microphone back. Hey, any better?
There you go. You guys might have to share.
Yeah, that microphone 4 is dead.
So, when we come back, what's that? Yeah, we're rolling.
Stay tuned.
Kathy, we're not on TV. We're not rolling. We are on the radio. But we will be back with Diane and Kathy, right?
Yeah.
And they will tell us, they will enlighten us about their... foundation. What do you call it, really?
Really, what this amounts to is an opportunity for people, anybody related to Tufts in the dental medical field, to learn everything they can to help these children. So many of them are affected. That's what it's about. And yes, there is a foundation.
Okay. So, Christopher, do you want to do your shout outs now?
Go.
Or
no, do them now.
Yeah?
Yep.
And don't forget about Julie and Paul at Bobby C's. Actually, I just did the first shout-out.
Yeah, you just did it, so I won't do that.
At Bobby C's, the best restaurant in Melrose. They're great people. Go see them. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Batting leadoff is our good friend from Salem, Jennifer Kenner-Rosinski. Lead 'em. Don Chase, our old friend DJ Carla D, and Eric Wilson. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. Chet Johnson, who may want to be careful in this wind, might want to use a little extra tape on the hat. People don't want to know what's going on under there.
He doesn't have a hair hat anymore.
Well, he has that Kangol hat, like he's LL Cool J.
He apparently is.
Yeah. Billy Roderick, David Streffolino, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands can also be heard on this here station on Saturdays, Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in beautiful Wakefield. Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardone on the lounge. They can be heard, I don't know, Saturday from 9 to 11, but we just don't know which Saturdays it
exactly.
is. So just tune in and see what happens. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, and his uncle Carl, D. Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen. And that's Andrew Network and Peabody. Phil Fleming, Dorothea Bruzy Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan, Jim and the Kids on the Yellow 93 Bus, Marcin, Kendra Rosinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the Mustache of Medford, Mr. Frankie Ambergamo.
Yes, who the only person that makes Tom Selleck jealous, I would say. He has actual people, you know, homeless people living under his mustache. It's so big. It's a beautiful thing. And he does a lot for the community of Medford.
Well, you know, while we're at it, we might as well do a PSA. If you're cold in the upcoming winter months, please feel free to take shelter in Frankie's mustache.
Absolutely.
Denise Fioretti Mamelette. I think we've got another public service coming. Paulie, what's your schedule this weekend?
I will be doing Mamelettes at the Walgreens in Malden from 9 to noonish. It depends on what time I want to take my lunch break.
Exactly.
On the line as well. I will be giving out free Mamelettes. Free Mamelettes. Don't tell the Walgreens people, but I will be out in front of their store.
Mike Fessler, Frankie Finley, Peg Cornier Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Cat, Cookie, Christina Fantasia, Buddy Nicole, and Chloe.
Nicole.
They're one person now.
Well, Nicole, you're coming from Italy, so you everything is.
You got an
M's
E.
And IE, whatever.
I'll do the rest of it in Italian.
Nicole, hey, you're Nicole.
Bobby and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie, Jen and Rian, and Christina Papalado.
Yes, and I also on Sunday will be giving out Papalados in front of the Malden's Walgreens. And, you know, I have, you know, all the right utensils and rubber gloves, and so it's very sanitary.
So you have the right implements.
I will be
We do have a doctor here. Maybe
you
guys can.
I will be giving out Mamelettes on Saturday and Papalados on Sunday.
And that
works for a great weekend.
Yeah, and
it does.
And then if you come by this weekend, maybe get your teeth checked too. I mean, hell.
Why not?
We can make it a full service thing. You don't work outside a Walmart or a, no. You have an office, right?
I do.
See, that's the thing. You need an office.
I have a tent.
This is an office.
I have a pop-up tent, man.
Yeah, but that's only in the morning, if you get my drift. You and your pop-up tent can go to hell.
Yeah, I set up shop wherever I can.
Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E.
All right.
Yes, Big Mark Gayhart, Andy T. Domenico, John Evans Buckley. I'm just picturing you in your blue pop-up tent.
How do you know it's blue? How do you know it's blue?
Yeah, really.
Seriously.
How would you know?
What color
because
is it?
Because he came for his 50th birthday for a Mamelette. No, it was I think it was a Papalado. Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he got in Bergamo'd.
Yes, very good. Good segue there, sir.
Adam McLean, Buddy Termosh, Elaine Abby Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Business, Lisa Switzer, Deb Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joe Ann Riddle.
By the way, Rocco Scali, you know, we're going to take him off the list.
Yeah?
Because we have not got any Scali bread since we've been giving him a shout out for the past, 4 or 5 years. We have not gotten any Scali bread.
All right, you're
right. And I've been giving out free Papalados and Mamelettes and no Scali bread.
Well, I'll tell you this. He's on notice.
Okay. He's on. Yeah, he's on.
You're on notice.
Right.
All right. Chala Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin, Charlie McCarthy, Sweet Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacco Mukwin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Castley, Pam Bridge, Donnell Santalucha, Bobby Colburn.
Donnell, yes.
Yes. Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Paging Mr. Herman.
What?
Paging Mr. Pee Wee Herman.
Gray Herman?
Yeah, Sylvia Gray
it's
Herman.
It's a Gray Herman?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, Gray must have been her maiden name, and she got married, and she's a Herman.
Okay.
She went from a Gray to a Herman.
That's an upgrade?
I don't know. I don't.
Better
I don't
than a Vermin.
Okay. It's better than a Merkin, I'll tell you that.
Or a Gherkin.
Busted Jackie, Jennifer Palazzo, and those are your shout-outs.
Well,
for the
thank
22nd
you.
Of September.
Thank you, Funny Man, because those were some fantastic, I have to admit, shout-outs.
Well, you know, do what you can. It's not like it's the first time I've done it.
It's not? What? Oh, okay.
Not the first time I've done them.
All right, well, the Funny Man is jumping out the window. for some reason, because he doesn't want to be here anymore. So, anyways, I am with here with the two beautiful ladies. Would you like that? Yes, absolutely. We can do that now. 2:46 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, and I will turn you over to the beautiful Kathy. Turner. Not Kathleen
not
Turner.
Kathleen. Nope.
And Diane.
Batoon,
which I used to play in high school.
Okay, the first thing we want to do is say thank you for letting us be here. And we've gotten to know each other over the last several weeks by being on
absolutely.
Your show at a virtual level. And now we're here in your studio and we see all the LPs and it's really phenomenal.
It's great to have you.
And we're saying hello also to all of our Facebook friends because we are live, Kathy Turner and Dr. Diana Batoon, because we're here for Healthy Start with a really important message. And Dr. Diana, you know, tell everybody what we've got in terms of and how many children even in this viewing and listening area would be affected.
Sure, there's a lot of parents out there that have kids or grandparents or somebody you know, but we're here to bring that awareness, and we're going to be at Tufts University helping medical and dental professionals and even parents on Sunday evaluate their children for signs and symptoms of sleep disordered breathing. And what I mean is, if your child snores, if you think they grind their teeth, if they're having difficulty in school with subjects like math, spelling, or reading, there may be an answer of why that's happening.
Really? That affects that?
Yes.
Wow.
Kids with those issues most likely have sleep issues.
Okay.
And so we find that when we're able to identify that and help them sleep better at night, everything else falls into place.
So basically, if you've got a child that was probably bottle-fed nipple bottles and pacifiers and soft processed foods, things got kind of rearranged in the mouth and the development. And so how do you correct for those problems? Well, you have to, of course, get them in the growth and development stage of their life. But the appliances that have been developed for us are the ones under the Healthy Start treatment plan that can actually comprehensively change everything that's going on in the mouth. And what we want to do this weekend, and why Dr. Diana and Healthy Start are here, is that Tufts has brought us in for continuing education classes and free, and this is the really nice thing and gesture that Healthy Start has done for all of the appreciation we have for Tufts, is that the students, the faculty, and all the alumni are invited to come in and earn the CE credits, get this entire course over Saturday and Sunday, and the cost is waived, totally waived. Even students will be able to treat when they graduate.
That is unbelievable.
Merritt
awesome.
Auditorium.
Awesome.
A lot of people will be coming back to Merritt. Diana is a graduate, so she's going to be back only this time. She's in front of the
that's
classroom.
That's very cool.
Isn't that
yes.
great?
Yeah,
yes.
It's exciting because everybody knows Boston's. This is a great time to be in Boston, but we're really trying to bring it an awareness out there. So we'd love for everybody who's interested to come and share with us. You'll get value out of listening on both days, Saturday and Sunday. And even
right on.
Have the chance to bring your child or somebody you know to be evaluated.
So, Paulie, do you see on television recently all the stories about snoring and the fact that Alzheimer's is tied to beta amyloids, which is part of the sleep process and the breathing and the airway? All of these things can be avoided if we can take care of these children when they're young. And that's the whole key, that an appliance like this, something that just fits in the mouth, it's removable, you're not dealing with all the hygiene issues, but something that can retrain the tongue and the mouth to kind of all come back into alignment, can change their future. And okay. that's what we're giving all and of these people this
week. You have to catch them when they're young.
Yes.
At
yes.
that, right. Okay.
It's kind of like as the sapling bends, the tree grows. Well, you've got to catch it in the growth stage. Otherwise, they're destined to continue through life. And once they're skeletally mature, you can't change it. You miss the opportunity. And if you want to avoid having a future like we see so many people with CPAPs and, you know, all of these factors to survive, they're Band-Aids, they're ineffective, they're costly. Well, what if we could make the corrections in those stages? That's
beforehand.
What Diana is doing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, that's great. I mean, I wish I knew, because I'm going through Alzheimer's right now. And
I told you he would be a reverend. They once had a parade.
I am
a
reverend. And you know what? I got to admit to you, it's not a bad, you know, transition. No, it's not a bad. It's quite easy for me, but I digress. I am joking, but. Yes, continue.
Okay, so I think the real message is that parents don't know what to look for. Diana just named a few things. Talk a little bit about some of those things that happen. 9 out of 10 kids have at least one of these symptoms.
Right, like for example, a lot of kids will deal with bedwetting, and it's not the most, great topic of conversation among your friends, and so moms aren't openly sharing with that, and a lot of the pediatricians are maybe saying, oh, they'll grow out of it, but for that child that's continuing to have that in grade school, it can be an issue that they deal with psychologically that can affect their confidence level and their ability to, you know, have sleepovers or do summer camps. So there is a solution there. And there's a lot of medical research and most recently dental research to show that when kids are mouth breathing and they're doing that during the daytime or sleep time, that that can really affect a lot of other functions they have, like memory or hand-eye coordination. And learning. So I think that that's a message that a lot of parents would really like to hear, that there is actually a solution. And so anything.
You are medicated too.
Yeah. And so to avoid medication too, I think that's the key. A lot of families aren't looking for that anymore, or they want to avoid it. And they don't want to start medication on their children's early, you know, as early as 5. That's just really kind of a big, you know, a commitment, but it's a dangerous one that involves a lot of risk with their growth and development. So this is an answer, a more less invasive answer, where we can help those children and potentially help their success in their growth and development and their ability to thrive as a, you know, a happy kid.
And, you know, we're also working with pediatricians, ENTs, family doctors, sleep specialists, even the community, the media, because parents really need to know what to look for and who to turn to for
sure.
a solution.
Absolutely.
That's why we came to us.
And you don't even think of that, right? You know, while your child's even is going through that, you don't even recognize it.
Why would you connect it?
Right.
Until you know, but once you know this, you can't unknow it. And that's the key.
Okay.
And most parents don't watch their kids sleep unless there's like a medical issue or they stop breathing or mm-hmm. they're getting sick a lot. So it doesn't have to be the right. child that is very sick to identify this. It could be anybody.
Well, very informative. Very, very informative.
I want to share, if you don't mind, the website for people who are like, yeah,
you
I think
absolutely
that sounds like
can.
My kid. They need to
Kathy,
know where to
absolutely.
Go to get more information. TheHealthyStart.com is the website. TheHealthyStart.com. If you want to bring your child this weekend and have the evaluation, then you can go ahead and call 844-KID-HEALTHY. Somebody will take your call and get you lined up. That's 844-KID-HEALTHY. And just become aware of all of the symptoms and all the doctors in the medical profession that are now collaborating and working together, because now they know who to refer to. Guess what? The dentist is the only one who has the equipment. That's where the training is. That's why this is so logical that they be the one to take care of these children simultaneously while they're taking care of everything else in their dental life.
Absolutely. And would you give the address and times for Saturday and Sunday?
Sure. So we're going to be at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine in downtown Boston, and it'll be on 1 Neyland Street. Okay, right next to the New England Medical Center. And we'll be there tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, both starting at 8:30 till about 4:30. So if you want to have your child evaluated, that will be on Sunday.
That's Merritt Auditorium. For those of you who don't know it by address, you may know it by name, Merritt Auditorium.
Exactly.
We can hold hundreds of people, so please don't hesitate. And anybody else you know with children or educators, counselors, people who recognize kids with ADD, ADHD, they should be ruling
Absolutely.
This out first before medication.
I went through it myself
as
a child.
Yeah, yes. Nurses, teachers, educators, psychologists. I mean, we're calling all those people who can help identify these children.
And we thank you, Polly, because you really, you know, understood that this is something that a lot of children who don't have the resources to provide the care, that because of the foundation we can do things, but because of the education needed,
that's what
that
it
you
is.
Helped share the story for Tufts.
Hey, people don't have the education anymore today about, you know, something as, you know, I don't mean to say it, but as simple as taking care of it out of the gate.
And really, it's when you start young, you make the corrections, and even people in the medical profession, they're unaware because it's not something that's included in the regular curriculum.
Sure.
It's something that's evolved over 50 years, and they have treated 3.5 million children. There are 514 patents on these appliances, like 80 monographs. The man who created all of this, board-certified orthodontist named Dr. Earl Bergerson, we call him the world changer because literally he's changed the world.
I've looked him up when you
I know you're all over this.
Yes.
I know if that's, you had not vetted this, you would not have us here.
Wonderful.
We love you.
I love you. I tell you, right? That's amazing. So Saturday, Sunday, Merritt Auditorium.
Mm-hmm. Downtown.
You come down, yes.
8:30 to 4:30.
And get educated. And, you know, hopefully things will turn out right,
yeah.
You know, for your children.
If you know a dental student or a dentist, you know, we want them in the door because we want them to be able to identify this in children and help them. It's all about awareness.
It is about awareness. And thank you for making us aware.
Thank you for
of that.
Us to be with you.
You guys are the best. All right.
Thanks, Polly.
You're welcome. Very welcome. And it was great to have you guys here. And hopefully it won't be the first time.
I hope that we come back.
Or the last time.
Exactly. I hope it's not. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time. So you're right every turn.
I made a radio faux pas, whatever you want to call it.
But you were still right.
All right, kids. It is 2:57 in the afternoon, and I'll probably be back with our threesome at 3, I know. Anyways, thank you, girls, for women, for being here and educating all of us.
It was our pleasure.
God bless.
Them.